welcome to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And as you probably can hear, I'm here with my chicks right now. They want to say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you can hear them well, but I'm wanting to apologize. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've been really busy with school and taking care of these chicks. Well, to get started, today we're going to be talking about the first steps of getting chickens. So right when you get chickens, I've done an episode on this before, but I have a couple more things I want to say about when you first get chickens, because we just got chickens a few days ago, and there's a lot more things that goes into it, and I wanted to tell you. So let's get started. But first, a message from Anchor, our sponsorship. So, when you first get chicks, you need to make sure the place for them to stay. Right now, we normally put our chickens in the garage in a little small bin or a plastic bin. We have this big bin that we used to put all our old clothes in, but you can trade it out and put wood chips in it for the chicks. We also have one in our sunroom or any place that seems that you don't mind getting a little bit of chicken smell in it, because chickens, even when they're small, they do poop a lot. So make sure you place perfect for chicks. Also, they need a lot of heat when they're young, because normally they first get, like the first few days of them being born, they're probably shipped to you, or you probably got them, or maybe even hatched them. So they need a lot of warmth, and for that, we need a heat lamp. So we have a heat lamp right here. Or there's also something, it's a small little container that you can put it in the coop, and it has a lot of heat for them. So there are a couple of different things. We have a heat lamp, but there's different things you can use to provide heat for the chicks, because they need heat. Another thing that is absolutely important is either wood chips or a paper towel, something to catch their poop, because you don't want it right on the surface to get poop everywhere. So we're using wood chips, but if you use paper towels when they're really small, that's okay too. Also, of course, they need food and water. Make sure to get this chick food. If you don't get the chick food, then you'll probably get the grown-up chicken food, and it'll be way too big for them to eat. And they're not ready to eat grown-up food, because that can help them provide eggs. And they're not even close to, they need another like 7 months or 6 months to make them like produce eggs. So they're not ready for this big food yet. Make sure to get a good container that's easy for them to reach their head in, or like a jar lid, even that, because it's really small. But make sure they can reach their food, not too high, not too low. And also, for their water, you need to have a good container for their water. And you could have a jar in the little that you could attach to dip their beaks in. When you first get chickens, you need to make sure that they can drink by dipping their beaks in the water. And if you have a container that's a little bit too big, always make sure to put little pebbles in. You can get it from right outside, and get some small pebbles and put it in the water so they don't drown, because they can be really small when you first get chicks. Make sure the water container can fit and they know how to drink, so dip their beaks in as soon as you get them. Those are the important things. You need to make sure and check them, make sure they don't have pasty butt or poopy butt. That means they get like poop clogged up their little vent. It's really disgusting, but it can determine if they're gonna live or not. And because that's a serious condition that a lot of chicks had. We actually have like 3 of them out of our like 12. So make sure that they do not have any poop stuck to their butt, and that will help them be safe and pretty, and it'll just help them poop, basically. I know it sounds disgusting, but that is a thing. It does happen. Just want to make sure your chicken's butt looks okay and they'll be safe. So make sure you have a good container for them, food, water, heat. Of course, heat is important. So that's all for today. Thank you for listening. And here are my chicks. I kind of scared them. Don't get too close to them. Make sure you hold them, pet them, but don't scare them. They don't really like to be scared. That's all for today, everyone. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.